The start of a new month, the start of a new day of CNN Student News. Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and I'm delivering your 10 minutes of commercial-free headlines. First up, we're talking about a new low for the price of homes in the United States. During the first quarter, the first 3 months of 2011, home prices dropped more than 5% from where they were last year. Now, that's according to a new report that came out yesterday, and the comparison gets even worse when you go back a little farther. The housing market hit its highest point 5 years ago, in 2006. Compared to that, that highest point, prices of homes have dropped almost 33%. Home prices are down, so what? It might not be something you think about every day. But some of your parents are paying close attention. Home prices affect a lot of other industries like banks, like construction. So that's one of the big indicators that experts use to figure out how the U.S. economy is doing. And prices have gone through kind of a double dip. They went down after that peak in 2006. Then they went back up a little bit around 2009. Some government programs designed to encourage people to buy houses helped with that increase, but now they're dropping again. And one expert says it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon. Officials in Germany are warning people there not to eat raw cucumbers, leaf lettuce, or tomatoes. The reason, an outbreak of E. coli. That's a bacteria that can be transmitted through contaminated food or water, especially raw vegetables. Reports have connected at least 16 deaths to the outbreak. Hundreds of other people have gotten sick. German authorities are trying to contain the outbreak. In the meantime, scientists are trying to figure out where it started. They don't have that answer yet. They think it could be traced back to produce from Spain. Germany buys more Spanish fruits and vegetables than any other country, and the concerns about those foods could cost Spain's food industry millions of dollars.